Guys, we got a great Saturday planned. Once again, we've talked about it for months and months, and here we are the week of for the car show and the cruise night. Chandler, it's going to be a great day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be warm, but that's par for the course. That's how we've been doing it for the last 9 years. It's always been hot. So yeah, everything's going to fire up at 2 o'clock. We're going to start registration, getting everybody lined up, and we're going to enter, which is a new spot. So I want to make sure everybody knows, right by the mural, right by Ace Hardware. You'll come down, of course, on D Street and First is the idea to come right there by Horizon Bank and the Art Bank. We'll have a bunch of cones and plenty of flags letting everybody know where to enter, because that's going to be the biggest change. We're gonna start doing that about 2 o'clock, getting everybody sorted in, and then we'll have plenty of kids' activities to do, bounce houses, also plenty of food trucks. I mean, there'll be fun for everybody. So it's not just kid-focused and just car-focused. There's enough for everybody.
Have you got, as far as registration or word of mouth, Will, Garrett, as far as cars that are already registered coming in, I'm sure you're going to see a lot of old faces, but a lot of new faces as well.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the kind of the neat thing about it is we've really made some neat friends over the years, and we have a lot of repeats. And of course, they've a lot of those have pre-registered. Pre-registration is the best way to ensure that you're going to get our T-shirts. Those are pretty sought after. We do a new design every year. I know there's some guys that have the complete series, if you will. That guarantees you a spot at a T-shirt. An early number, and everybody's ready to go when you get there. So definitely, if you guys can pre-register, it helps everybody on our end kind of get everything ready to go. So,
Will, you've got that pickup in the one dealership all full of prizes right now, don't you?
Oh yeah, we've got a little bit of everything for everyone. Those are going to be our door prizes. We've got everything from wash and wax. We've got new mitts. We've got everything. There's a cooler, there's tools, there's, like I said, a little bit for everybody, a little bit of everything for everyone. Like I said, those are door prizes, so as you come in throughout the day, we'll be just kind of giving those out. And if you come into the Ford store and see it, that Ranger is filled to the gills with stuff, that's for sure.
Not only, I think, Garrett, you mentioned cars, but can guys bring their motorcycles to this event?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, we welcome cars, motorcycles. And then this year, something kind of new and different. We have two new categories, one of which is the work in progress. And that's really because I think a lot of people maybe are trepidatious and fearful that they would maybe be judged inappropriately for bringing something that's not perfect. And we really want, bring something you pulled out of the weeds, that you're just starting the restoration project on. Bring something you drive every day. We got a special category just for those people. The more the merrier. We want to get everybody involved. And then the second deal that we have is our 16 and under entry. And that's going to be a pretty broad category. But ideally, what we're trying to do there is, get after those people, the younger kids, trying to get them into the hobby. 13, 14, 15-year-olds with their first project car, all the way down to, bring your 5-year-old in his Power Wheels. Whatever you want to do, it's all fair game. So
all three of you guys know back in the day when you guys were teenagers, all the vehicles that you loved, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
All right, I brought the question up. What about those teenage days? What was your car of choice?
I only went the speed limit everywhere I went. I want everyone to know that for sure. But I've always been a Mustang guy. Yeah, always been a Mustang fan for sure. Just always been drawn that direction, which is good. Chandler's more of a Corvette guy, so it worked out well.
So you had a vet back in the day, or you?
Yeah, I wanted one.
You wanted one.
I didn't really get the keys to those. So, but no, I got to look at them. And like my senior year of high school, I'll remember they came up with a new body style in 2014 when I graduated, and that was like the new hot ticket. So that really like got me into it. But obviously, I was born and raised around vehicles, and my dad's been a Corvette nut, so I just been really drawn to that my entire life, and especially now more than ever. Been off to a bunch of different schools on them, so you just get hooked on it really, really easily.
Will, how about you? What was your car of choice?
I had a Camaro back in high school, Rich. I had a Camaro.
And a mullet, and
they were both pieces of junk. But I've switched teams now, and now I'm a Mustang guy. So, yeah.
Very good. Like Garrett said earlier, some folks out there might think it's not such a hot piece of property for your car. Might be a piece of junk, but all the other car guys out there might think, hey, that's got some potential.
Absolutely. I think, you know, car guys in general can kind of see the diamond in the rough a lot. And, you know, that's kind of the neat thing about it. Like I said, we're not there to judge in a negative light. But, you know, we'd love to see it. So.
Well, we're going to be sweating out there on Saturday down in the bricks.
It's going to be warm.
It's going to be about 95 to 100 degrees.
As always. But
you also, I'm sure, canopies around and stuff like that. I know Sarah at the Chamber, we're going to talk to her in a little bit. They'll have some stuff around. That's one big thing is you guys are kind of putting this together along with what the Chamber's doing, too.
Yeah, that's kind of the neat thing. And, you know, Chandler's on the Chamber board there. And so he obviously was instrumental in kind of bringing the two events together. But we're hoping for just a big old hoedown in downtown McCook.
You bet.
Yeah, we have, and that was one thing we've been trying to work together the last few years, and trying to make everybody happy is obviously never easy, but making it work this year, it just kind of lined up perfectly. And we had the dealership sponsor the band for Friday or Saturday night, so that's another thing, just to keep people downtown, to keep McCook hustling and bustling, because that seems to be some people's highlight of the summer is doing the cruise night, and then of course, they did the Bash on the Hill, which is a fantastic event, but bringing it downtown to keep everything back to the roots of McCook and having those businesses being on the bricks. And there's just that certain ambiance and the vibes that brings out. And having the beer garden, that's never going to hurt anything either. Having all the food trucks that are going to be there for the late night eats, it's going to be great.
We're going to announce awards at 6, is that right, Will?
Yep, we're going to start announcing awards at 6 o'clock, and then we'll go immediately to cruising after. For the cruise, so like Chandler said, you're going to enter in at the Mural by Ace, and then we're going to send you on the, what is that? Would that be the west? We're going to send you west down towards like Kugler's and Tri-State Spas there you go. We'll send you that direction just so we can kind of try to ease up on the traffic flow, because some years getting out on B Street can be a little dicey.
150 cars trying to pull out at one time can be a little difficult. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is there still time, folks listening right now? I haven't got my car registered or anything. Is there still time to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I say, we'll take pre-registrations up until the day. That's going to be your best bet. But we'll take registrations day of. You know, a lot of people don't know what they're doing until day of. And, you know, a lot of our farmers, you know, may be in wheat harvest. So we're hoping maybe this rain will slow them down so that they have a chance to get in there and hang out with us.
All right. You got a lot of stuff on your Facebook pages too, don't you?
Yeah, we're always posting stuff on Facebook just to let everybody know, you know, what activities we have. We have a lot going on that day, and that's kind of the best way to communicate with us, through Facebook or even through calling the dealerships or stopping by the dealerships. We're both going to be there. And then our website shows kind of a gallery of past shows to kind of, if you're curious what to expect. It's always kind of cool to look back on that. I'm trying to think of anything that would be hugely important that we need to know before. I mean, because we're getting close. That's for dang sure. I think we got it wrapped up, though.